With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to Glenn Harris Outdoors, an on-demand audio presentation of RedPeachSports.com and ESPN977.com.
Want to talk outdoors? There's only one man to call. Fish like you never saw, been duck hunting with a call since the day he was born. Chasing the squirrels, yeah, tracking the deer. He tells you how you should hunt them all without any fear. Every Tuesday, he loves to show you how. It's called Glenn Harris Outdoors, and it's starting now.
Well, good Tuesday afternoon, folks. I am Glenn Harris, your host for Glenn Harris Outdoors, and we're brought to you by our fine sponsors, Cranford's Northside, Sexton Animal Health Center, Ace Automotive, and our title sponsor, McKinney Honda, your outdoor superstore. You know, I've been doing this for pretty well since I've been on the air, and that is the day before we air, or the morning of it, I put a little teaser on Facebook, letting folks know what we're going to be talking about and introducing the special guests for the program. And yesterday when I mentioned something that's been bothering me, something that I've been seeing lately, I put it on my Facebook page. And wow, I don't know of any program that I have plugged in the past that's gotten more action to my post than this. My area of concern got to do with outdoor litter created mostly by deer hunters with deer corn and rice bran sacks flying out of the back of their trucks, littering the roadside. And what really spurred me to write this was the fact that last Saturday, while I was coming home from my hunting club to town, I counted 16 of those sacks over a 10-mile stretch south of Ruston. And I posted that, and some of the responses to my post were pretty interesting. I mean, there was a bunch of them. Somebody said, "The few things annoy me more than seeing folks trash the natural world that they claim to love." Another one wrote, "You know, this gives hunters a bad name." But this was the best response that I liked. "Granted, whoever left these sacks might not have done it intentionally, but it don't take a heap of horse sense to know that empty bags are going to fly out of the bed of a pickup truck going 60 miles an hour." Well, several others voiced similar comments. But what really takes place when you allow things like that, like feed sacks, to escape from the back of your truck is, you know, you're kind of putting hunters in a bad light. That's not the only thing. You're also breaking the law. And you could be ticketed for littering if you're caught doing that. Well, we visited with Major Stephen Williams with the Lincoln Parish Sheriff's Office, and we asked him to talk about this. And after these messages, we're going to talk with Major Williams about the problem of corn and rice bran sacks flying out of the back of pickup trucks. You're listening to Glenn Harris Outdoors on ESPN 97.7.
And a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
Hi, I'm Richie McKinney. Just want to say how proud we are to be title sponsor for the Glenn Harris Show on ESPN 97.7. Tune in every Tuesday at 4:15 for the latest in outdoor news, and be sure and visit McKinney Honda to check out everything from Hondas to hunting gear. We've got you covered for archery equipment, apparel, ATVs, motorcycles, side-by-sides, and lawn equipment. For a great outdoor combo, check out Glenn Harris Show and McKinney Honda, your outdoor superstore in Ruston.
Are you looking for an upscale auto repair shop offering computer diagnostics for your engine, transmission, and suspension? Well, how about one with ASE certified technicians and offering 24-hour towing? Look no further than the professionals at Ace Automotive. They're located on Highway 167, 1 mile south of South Parkway Church in Ruston. Check them out at aceautomotiveruston.com. Today, folks, we are talking with Major Stephen Williams with the Lincoln Parish Sheriff's Department about a problem that it seems to be kind of cropping up in our area, and that has to do with litter. Deer corn sacks, rice bran sacks off beside the highway, deer carcasses around dumpsters and so forth. Major Williams, appreciate you joining us. Talk just a little bit about what the law says about littering like that.
Well, we have a parish ordinance, just illegal dumping. The fines on that run anywhere from $200 to $400 or more, depending on the cases. But, any illegal litter or trash or anything like that, to include deer carcasses and stuff like that that's not disposed of in a proper way, you could be subject to a ticket, citation, and a violation of that.
Are you seeing that? I know me personally, I have. Like I told you, I have the other day on Highway 167 south, 10 miles south of Ruston, I counted 16 deer corn and rice bran sacks outside that had blown out of the back of pickup trucks. That's littering, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
What can people do to avoid that?
Well, you know, everyone knows that if you throw an empty corn sack in the back of a truck, it's not going to make it with you very far down the highway.
That's
it's going to catch air and blow out. You know, they could either put them in the cab, put them in a toolbox, put something weighted item in them. There's different ways you could do it to keep from letting them blow out and then litter the highways. And it's not only just makes the community look bad, but it also makes the community of hunters look bad also.
That's true. Because when you see that, you immediately think a hunter did it. Yeah.
Absolutely. It sheds a very bad light on all of us.
And the other thing that probably is one of the more disgusting things, and the thing that really puts us in a bad light, and especially for those who are not hunters and may have a little bit of a prejudice against hunters, is seeing a deer carcass beside a dumpster, beside the road, somewhere like that. Talk about that
Absolutely.
A little bit. Talk about that a little
bit.
They,
don't throw them out on the side of the highways, and certainly don't throw them out on the dumpsters. There's places, on the backside of your hunting lease or something, they can be disposed of, or a lot of the processing plants dispose of them for you. Really no excuse for dumping those out on the side of the road.
Well, don't you agree that does put us really in a bad light when you see something like that?
Absolutely.
And what, is it legal to dispose of a carcass, say, in the woods, off out of sight like that?
Yes, sir. I don't think we were running into any problems there, as long as they're back out of sight, off the right of ways, and make sure you're not dumping them on someone else's property. Wherever you dispose of them, make sure you do have permission or own that property.
Exactly. That was my next question. You don't just find you a patch of woods and go drag it off out there.
That's correct.
Or you could have other kind of problems cropping up.
Yes, sir.
What else with your department have you noticed this year? I know I talked with the sheriff a couple of years ago, warning against road hunting and that kind of stuff. Are you seeing anything like that now, or is that improved?
With the decline in the dog hunting, we really are not getting the trespass calls or the road hunting problems that we once did. Here we are, the third day of dog season, and I don't think we've had but one or two calls come in. It's really kind of subsided. Everyone seems to be very well behaved.
Well, anything else that you can think of to as a word of caution or advice to deer hunters now that things are going, people are getting after it?
Yes, sir. No, I just would ask everybody to, use some common sense with the corn bags and stuff, and take pride in our sport, try to represent it well.
And our part of the world really is an attractive part of the country, and we want to keep it that way by keeping it clean, right?
Yes, sir. They call it the sportsman's paradise, and we need to all uphold that.
Okay. Major Williams, we appreciate you talking to us. Thanks a lot.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
From Hondas to hunting gear, get everything you need for the hunt at McKinney's Outdoor Superstore, and get it all for one low monthly payment. Shop all the Honda and Kawasaki products, plus quality lawn equipment and a large sporting goods department. Gear, guns, archery, and ammo by Browning, Benelli, Remington, Beretta, Columbia, Drake, Under Armour, LaCrosse, Bowtech, and Matthews, and many more. Plus a great selection of Liberty gun safes. From harness to hunting gear, you get it all at McKinney's Outdoor Superstore in Ruston.
When the big ones are biting, make sure you have all the supplies you need. Stop by Cranford's Northside before you head out on your next fishing trip. Cranford's has a huge line of fishing supplies and tackle and has just about any live bait you'll need, including shiners, goldfish, worms, and crickets. They got rods and reels and boating supplies. Cranford's has all the convenience items you'll need too, like soft drinks, beer, snacks, ice, and gas. Cranford's Northside, right on the way to Lake Darbonne, just 2 miles north of I-20 on the Farmerville Highway.
Sexton Animal Health Center in Ruston serves your pet and you, providing high-quality pet health and wellness services to assist your pet in living a longer, happier, and healthier life, and providing you with access to leading-edge products, services, and educational content to enhance the bond with your pet. Sexton Animal Health Center is a full-service veterinary medical facility providing the best possible medical, surgical, digital radiology, and dental care for their patients. And ask about pet daycare and boarding, too. Sexton Animal Health Center, 1628 East Kentucky in Ruston. Become a friend on Facebook to receive the latest news and updates.
Well, you know, last week I mentioned that with all the rain that we'd had, that just kind of a lull in the report of the big bucks. So people were taking, well, buddy, that's all changed. I've been busy writing stories for Louisiana Sportsman about some of these big old bucks that have fallen the past week or so. But let me tell you about one that I didn't write about, but my friend Patrick Bonham with the Louisiana Sportsman magazine did. This was a monster of a buck, one that could be a new state record for typical bucks. That thing Green scored between 185 and 188 inches, whereas the state record that has stood for decades is like 183 or 4, something like that. This was an 11-point buck. It was taken in Madison Parish on December 1st. And I shared this story on my Facebook page. You can go there and look at it, or you can go to LouisianaSportsman.com and read about this big old 11-point buck. Also, if you or somebody you know has shot a buck measuring 140 inches or more, let me know and I'll take it from there. Thank you, folks. Time's up for today, so until the same time next week, I'm Glenn Harris for Glenn Harris Outdoors, inviting you to visit our sponsors, Sexton Animal Health Center, Ace Automotive, Cranford's Northside, and our title sponsor, McKinney Honda, your outdoor superstore. So get out there, folks, and see what you've been missing in our great outdoors.
But you don't understand, they keep a-showing my hands and not my face on TV.
Listen to Glenn Harris Outdoors live every Tuesday afternoon on ESPN977.com or subscribe to the show in iTunes, on Stitcher, or at RedPeachSports.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.